It's Wednesday, December the 21st, and you're tuned in to the TNAB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world.
Prove it.
Shit, you put me on the spot. I got nothing. We are 4 days out to the big day.
What day is that, Vince?
Christmas. Oh.
Christmas. White day.
Ah, yes.
Good old white day.
Yeah, that's the one. That's my favorite day. White day.
Going out on the town with your girl on white day. Go see the American Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at all these bright lights and wasteful use of energy.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, no, I hope you guys are all excited. I hope Santa, you guys, what are you guys leaving up for Santa under the tree this year?
Nothing.
You're not leaving out anything?
I don't think I've ever left anything for Santa, even as a child.
Sad. Really?
I think one day, if I'm remembering this correctly, my parents asked me, hey, we should leave these cookies out for Santa.
And I said,
nah, and I ate them.
I think one year I left out cookies for Santa, and I was like, that's cool. But then all the subsequent years, I gave him my leftovers from dinner I couldn't finish.
Like, on one hand, he's coming down the chimney, and you're like, he's like, protein, I guess. Like,
no, it'd be like noodles. It'd be like,
gotta carb up, I guess.
Yeah, it'd be like, we have chow mein. Yeah, we should be like, I'm not gonna eat this.
Our Christmas dinners are a lot different.
Yeah, definitely, right? Ours are a lot of ordered in Chinese food, and someone bakes a turkey and ham, and then whatever.
Yeah, mine's like a lot of, on Christmas Eve, it's a lot of fish. Because you can't eat meat on...
Right, meat. Yeah.
So, yeah, my Italian side. And then as soon as Christmas Eve is over, lunch over at the Falugo household, just all the meat, as much meat as you can handle.
Sounds delicious.
It's pretty good. You get a lot of lamb.
Nice.
And lamb is my favorite meat.
Is it?
Yeah, I like lamb a lot.
Lamb's good. I don't know if I could take it in place of beef. Like a good steak?
Okay, I'm going to sound like the most first world person.
Yeah, I can't wait. All right. Do it.
So
do it, you ginger.
You ginger? I have had so much steak in my life.
Oh, no!
That I'm like, steak? Man, I want something else.
Oh, man.
Because my dad, he like knows butchers.
Yeah.
So he gets steak and meat on the cheap.
All the time.
Right? All the time. So I'm just like, he's like, hey man, how about a nice steak? And there are some times where I'm like,
yeah.
Can I just have a hot dog instead? Like, I'll turn down the steak to get like an all beef hot dog.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, either this year I think I have turned down the most steaks of anyone ever.
You suck.
I can't fight that. I can't fight that argument. I'm not going to defend myself here.
So now, not only do you sound like super elitist, vegetarians and vegans hate you.
Wait, why?
Because, I've had so much steak. Give me that other animal.
The other animal. Bring it. The mystery meat one. Give me that one.
I'm done with the cows. Let's hunt down the other ones.
Listen, I didn't say I'm done with veal. I just said I'm done with steak.
Wow. What? So not only will you not... So wait, you will eat the cow, but...
It's gotta be a baby.
Only the baby
only
ones.
The babies.
Only the freshest, most tender ones that have not moved around.
Yeah, they gotta be trapped... In a small area where they can't really exercise their muscles.
Awful.
Right? And then once they're nice and tender, and before they realize they have a full life to live, then eat them.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to all of you out there who are enjoying your Christmas meal.
I just made a vegetarian listener throw up.
Yeah. I hope you guys are listening to this over, you know, your family's Christmas lunch.
Yeah, no, every year we mention this. If you have a New Year's party, you should listen to the New Year's episode. If you have a Christmas party, just put it on for the fam.
Just in the background.
Hope you're having some nog.
Sure.
Apparently that's how the cool kids say
it. They say nog?
Yeah.
Nog? Do you like just plain eggnog, or do you like it with something?
I don't think I've ever had an Irish up eggnog.
I was going to say, because I don't really like eggnog like just straight.
Oh, I love eggnog straight.
But I have had it mixed with stuff, and I'm like, you know what? It's pretty good.
You know, drank.
Yeah.
Not drink. Drank.
Drank. My nog be drank, you know?
Drank, right? I saw on Twitter an embarrassing moment where someone's dad asked them if they wanted any eggnog, and he was quoted as saying, "Nog me, daddy." And the man is 30. Nog me, daddy.
Wow.
It was a great Twitter post.
Nice. Haley, did you ask for anything from Santa this year?
Money.
Oh, damn. All right, then.
Again, Italians, very straightforward. You know what the best gift you can give an Italian?
Love?
A fucking envelope with some cash in it.
A money envelope.
Yeah, a money envelope.
Nice.
None of this wait until Chinese New Year red envelope bullshit.
Nice.
Just a vaguely Catholic envelope in Canadian terms, with a brown bill in it.
Oh, wow. You don't want the fuchsia one?
Fuchsia? What's fuchsia?
The $1,000
bill? Damn, I didn't know that was a thing.
You never had one of those?
No.
I remember I had one. I can't remember why I got it. It was for a big occasion. It must be grad or
Did
something.
Did you just go to the bank and be like, I want to deposit $1,000 or withdraw $1,000?
Well, I wanted to keep it so I could, like, flash it around. But then I was like, you only have one. You're going to look like such a chump if you're flashing around.
But it's $1,000!
And then I thought, this is a lot of money. I'll put it in the bank.
You lost it forever.
No, what I actually did was I went to my mom. I'm like, Mom, can you just give me, like, can you break my $1,000?
Can you invest this in a 401k for me?
No, because she's like, I'll keep it. I like keeping, like, these nice bills, super crisp. I'm like, okay, cool. And then, yeah.
I wonder if, like, a $1,000 bill would be so rare that it's worth more than $1,000. Like, there can't be that much in, like, circulation, if any. Like, that's got to be, like, a specialty thing, like the top 1%ers. Hello, son, here's a bill. Aw, one bill. Oh, shit, $1,000. Like.
Wow. Damn. Okay, great. So you asked for money. That's
cash money.
Yeah. I asked for the thing I asked for every year since I was a kid.
Cash money.
Toys. I am now at that age, though, and I have been for a very long time. Where I never get toys for Christmas. So, what I did...
Okay.
...is I went to one of the online websites I frequent, and I just made a $500 purchase worth of stuff, and I sent it to myself.
Oh, so you gave yourself an early Christmas present.
Well, it's scheduled to be here on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
So I might just...
Did you click the wrapping option?
No, there was none, because it's from Japan.
So. Oh, okay.
I'm hoping it gets here on Christmas Eve, and then I could just throw it under the tree.
Just that quickly? Like,
yeah.
Get under the picture!
Yeah. And then I'd be like, oh, Christmas! Who got me this? Santa?
It was me. You're just a little one tier.
No one's in the room. It's just me, too.
It's a camera on a tripod. On a repeating 10-second timer.
Actually, you know, because I think I am going to do... I'm going to film the unboxing as a Christmas video, so... I'm gonna make it extra sad.
I think, yeah, the only thing I bought for myself as an early Christmas present this year is a copy of Jammer Lammy. For the PS1.
Yeah, that's a game.
So now I officially own Jammer Lammy, Parappa the Rapper 2, but not the original Parappa the Rapper game.
Excellent.
So there you go.
So the one important game is the one you don't
The only want. Important one. Okay. I have the two hipster ones.
Well, I'm glad we got that cleared. You spend your money wisely.
Good I don't for like
you.
Steak. I don't have the important game in the series.
This week, let's see. No review. Nothing really to talk about.
No.
Well, we do got some picks.
A little bit.
Let's start off with something small. Yo, you ever see that movie Blade Runner?
No, actually.
I haven't either. But guess what? Like they've been doing for the past couple of years, they are remaking all of Harrison Ford's films.
And putting him in them.
Yes! And Blade Runner is the next in line. It's called Blade Runner 2149. And the most interesting thing about
this... Is it 2149 or 2049?
Sorry, 2049.
Okay.
The most interesting thing about this movie is that it stars Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
And he is quite a dream gentleman man.
He's attractive.
He's what I wish I could be.
Though what I've noticed in recent years is that women don't actually like Ryan Gosling. Men like Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Yeah, but he's so hot.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it's weird. Like, when I guess Ryan Gosling doesn't come off as, like, super alpha douchebag.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's why guys think he's cool.
He's, like, he's got that, like, classic, like, almost, I don't want to, like, put him on a pedestal. Like, I'm not going to say he's
Frank Sinatra. That pussy on the pedestal?
I'm not going to put that pussy on a pedestal. All right, all right. I'm not going to put that dick on a pedestal, all you know right. what I'm saying?
All right.
But he's, like, he's got this, like, classic sort of cool that, like, old 50s lounge singers have, like, a...
Yep, I can see it. Mm-hmm. Even the way he just talks normally, or just his mannerisms. He wears some nice tight pants.
Like a Jack Nicholson.
Young, yes.
Yeah, like a young Jack Nicholson.
I can see that.
I don't know, Jack Nicholson now is pretty cool.
Like a Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando, yeah.
Yeah, so he's in the movie.
Dean Martin.
Seems pretty cool.
I'm just going to keep naming off white people.
Yeah, that's true. We've already established who you are in this world. Yeah, no, so he's in it. And the movie, I don't even know what the fuck it's about. I should watch Blade Runner.
We should watch
Blade Runner. We always say this, yes, yes.
So, okay, we gotta watch all the Resident Evil films.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that.
Yeah. We gotta watch Blade Runner.
Uh-huh.
We gotta watch all the Underworld movies. Because there's a new Underworld movie coming out.
Oh, okay. Well, that's only like three, right?
Huh?
It's only like three of those, right?
Is there? I thought it was like four.
One, two, straight to DVD.
That's three. There you go.
I guess there's four. Yeah.
Alright. You gotta watch all the Underworld movies.
Yep.
And then the Tekken series.
No. That's not... That's... you can't just slip that
and
one
the,
in.
And then the Tekken series. Maybe something else. I don't know.
No.
Tekken 2, Kazuya's Revenge. Literally the worst movie I've ever watched in my life.
Great.
Let's do it.
Doesn't mean I want to see it.
Let's do it.
Cool. The next movie trailer is one that closed my heart. Close to my heart. It's for the Pokemon movie. Next year's Pokemon movie. It's actually the 20th anniversary of... The Pokemon.
The Pokemans.
The Pokemon. I think of the first Pokemon movie, 97.
Oh, dang, okay.
Yeah. 20 years, can you believe that?
I'm old!
It looks
to be... But I'm not really, I'm 27.
It looks to be a reboot.
Reboot.
Yeah, a reboot of the first movie. Ash has the original hat on, although there's some modified design elements to it. But it looks like it's back in Pallet Town. Pikachu's gonna be there.
You're telling me... That Pikachu
is
going to be in a Pokemon movie?
Yeah.
Fuck you. No, it's not. Don't give my hopes up like that.
How old is Pikachu now?
Same age as Ash, I guess, if not older.
I think Pikachu ages.
No, does Ash age?
That's different.
No, it's not.
Because Ash stays an idiot. Do you think Pikachu matures?
I think, he like physically, no. But I think Pikachu gets more jaded every single season of that show.
Do you think Pikachu's level 100 by now?
Yeah, he's level 99 on the top of the mountain in silver and gold.
Yeah, he is.
When you fought the mysterious trainer, Red, who didn't talk.
Yeah.
And one of his Pokemon was a Pikachu.
Yeah, and you were like, you have a Pikachu, and he smoked you with
it? Yeah, and he's like, holy shit, this Pokemon's dope.
Yeah.
Good thing I rare candied the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, that's Pikachu.
My mom didn't buy me that Game Shark for no reason.
Wow. Wow. Cheater.
I know.
Taking the shortcuts through all ways through life.
I wish.
Right.
So, like, it didn't really show anything.
No.
It showed some, like, CG, and that part of me was, like, disappointed, but it's the world we live in. And I was like, oh, I wish, what happened to, like, beautifully hand-animated animation? No?
It's dead.
Oh, man.
I mean, what's there to say?
Oh, man.
Hand-drawn animation lives on in anime.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Because a lot of it's CG now.
Nah, man. But the best anime is still drawn.
Yeah, but that anime came out in the 80s, and it's called Cowboy Bebop.
I don't know. Keijo's still doing all hand-drawn.
Oh, Keijo, though.
Are you caught up?
No. No. No.
No. We'll get there when we get
there. But it's good.
Yeah. We'll get there when we get there.
I gotta watch a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I'll get to it in my week, but I didn't have a lot of time to do stuff.
All right. Those are my two small picks.
My small pick is... they came out with another Overwatch comic.
They did.
For the holidays.
I'm surprised it was so late after their winter thing.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
But this comic is... Like, it kind of shows the Overwatch characters in their downtime.
Yeah.
Like, what they're doing on the holidays.
It's cute.
Reinhardt's...
It's cute.
Hanging out with a bunch of kids.
Yep.
Genji is apparently assumingly writing a letter To Mercy, Tracer's gay, Reaper is going over some people. Wait, hold on, backtrack. Reaper's gay. Tracer's gay.
I mean, I could have seen that.
Fuck, the gay agenda just pushing on destroying. God damn, no. Yeah, so they officially announced that Overwatch has its first queer character.
Yeah, I remember Blizzard announced this earlier in the year. They said, yes, one of the characters is gay, at least one is gay, and we will confirm it later. We'll reveal when later, and mm-hmm. they have now. I'm super glad they didn't go for the obvious low-hanging fruit.
What?
Zarya.
Oh, please. That'd be so great. That'd be so good.
I mean, even though she probably is. But I'm glad that wasn't the first one.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, Tracer and Zarya team up.
No, I mean, like, I'm glad the reveal wasn't, oh, hey, it's Zarya, because it's like...
Oh, no, I don't want her to actually yeah. be... I want her to be my waifu. That's, like, how that works.
Oh, that's... You do you?
Yeah.
All right.
Number one, Mei is bae.
Yeah, okay.
Number two, Zarya.
Wow, okay.
Number three, Widowmaker.
Wow, Widow's three for you?
Yeah.
Oh, man, she's like number one.
Number uno.
Yeah, man, she's got that blue skin.
Yeah, how about this? I'll even take her off the list for you. I'll just put Pharah in there.
You'll just put Pharah in where?
In three.
Oh, wow. I think Pharah's hot, too.
Damn.
I think a lot of the characters are hot in that game.
All of them?
Yeah.
Like, all of them appeal to a certain sort of dynamic.
Yeah. I'm thinking about all the characters. I'm like, yeah, no, they're all pretty hot.
Pureborn, though.
I mean, he fills a niche, and I can see why.
Bastion.
You see him hammering that shit?
I was following... I follow Austin Walker on Twitter. He used to be a part of Giant Bomb, and now he is the editor-in-chief of Waypoint off of Vice.
Yes.
Right? And he had the funniest tweet, which is, I didn't see no Bastion in that comic. You know why? Because he's too busy fucking. I'm like, damn, Austin. On point.
Wow. Yeah, no, so there's a couple interesting things in this comic that they confirm. At the same time, they kind of dash a lot of the fandom's dreams and hopes.
Widow Tracer, not...
Yeah, so, not like, I think everybody in the fandom, myself included, kind of hope that even though they're on opposite ends of the good versus evil, we all kind of hope that Tracer and Widowmaker, you know, were together.
As the Overwatch porn scene would tell you, it's obviously what they wanted.
Yes, but we got half of our wish true. Tracer is gay. She's just not with Widowmaker.
Damn.
It's with some redheaded girl named Emily.
DLC confirmed. She throws ugly Christmas sweaters at you. Ugly Christmas scarves.
The other thing, too, is it's sort of... It doesn't really cancel it out, but it doesn't help the cause either. Like, a lot of speculation was that Pharah was the daughter of Anna, but who was the dad, and a lot of people thought that it was Reinhardt.
Yeah.
But the comic kind of depicts them differently, and like, I think there's that one panel where Reaper's watching over Pharah.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh man, that only kind of, maybe Reaper really is Pharah's dad.
Yeah, and then Anna just had mad game.
Yeah.
And then Anna's looking over real lustfully at Soldier 76 while he's grumpily reading a newspaper.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shipping happening.
Yeah. I love Overwatch. Yeah.
Overwatch is a... It's a special snowflake.
Oh, yes, it is.
So it's a lone little thing.
Oh, but I love every little corner and...
Nook and cranny.
Of that snowflake. It's wonderful. Yes. Cool. No, I still have to read it, but I'm sure it's not much to read. Looks like a couple pictures here and there.
But it's cool for, like, a big company just to, like, come out and... come out, right?
Wow.
Zing! I didn't even mean to do that. It just happened.
Wow.
Okay. To come out and just like be like, hey, straight up, one of our characters is like queer.
That's cool. It is cool. Neato, neato. Awesome.
But if she were bi, I'd have an issue. No, I'm just fucking. No, it's just.
If she swung both ways?
Swung both
ways. What if like the one
fucking
panel.
Fucking greedy.
What if the one panel was her kissing and the next panel is kissing some other dude?
Just like she's like a polygamist.
Yeah, like one after the other.
You gotta accept it. You gotta accept
man. I'm all for it.
You're all for it. Yeah, your fic is in motion. Pull out the typewriter.
Yeah.
Fucking clack, 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 clack.
Next. All right.
But yeah, that was it. I was gonna talk about that the Steam winter sale announcement happened.
But
I didn't look up the release date. So whatever.
So there's a winter sale.
Steam winter sale's happening. To be honest, as the years go by and my Steam library builds and builds, the sales become less and less appealing.
Yep.
And the fact that there's so many, there's like one, like there's one a season.
Is it really?
Winter, spring, summer.
I could have sworn there's a sale all the time, like once a month.
Well, there's technically there's sales every like bi-week, like every week, like twice a week, right? But like the big like named sales.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like it's like there's the autumn sale, there's the summer sale.
Oh, the ones where like we all buy shit for like $2 yeah. and never play it.
Exactly. All right. Yeah. Right. And also to be honest, with the advent of the Humble Bundle, a lot of that is like, hey, here's a buttload of games, $5.
Yeah. I use the Humble Bundle now usually for comics.
Yeah.
That I don't read.
Oh yeah, true. You listen to books.
Yeah, comics present an interesting challenge.
Okay, slight spoilers. I was thinking of Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Right? And I was trying to think of one for you. Yeah. I was like, oh shit, I should get him a subscription to Audible.
Oh.
I couldn't figure out how to fucking do it. And I didn't know. I was like, is there like a gift card? Do I have to make an account and send him a thing? Do I have to send him an email? Be like, make this account, idiot. Like,
yeah.
And I just gave up on it and I got you something else.
Good job. Good job.
I was like, that'd be really... whatever. As soon as there was more work than pressing a button, I was like,
You would think, like, digital offerings would be like, oh, yeah, here's a gift pack. Mm. Write their name. Here's the email. Go. Done.
Right? It will send them a code.
Yeah, it's like, nah, it doesn't work that way.
It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, it is. Cool. So that's your pick.
Yeah.
Overwatch. Cool. Speaking of Overwatch, I'm playing Overwatch. Great. Great game. Game of the year.
It's all right.
It's the game of the year.
It's probably like an 11 on a top 10 games list.
Whoa, 11 out of 10? Really? Damn, son!
Like, not in rating, like in placement.
You just said it's an 11 yeah, like out of a 10.
In placement, though. Like, in the ranking.
It places 11 it places out of the 10.
11th.
Damn.
TH.
You heard it here, folks. Game of the year, Overwatch. 11. And they confirmed. Not that it matters, because I am
all
a game
I'm saying
expert.
Is that Heroine's Infinite Dual Nitro Plus Blasters.
We'll see. Is that recording next week?
Yeah, our awards. Yeah, all our awards are next week.
So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see where it comes in.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, yeah, so for people who missed last week's episode or don't know, we are letting the crowd, audience, partake in our festivities, let's say. So if you want to nominate something for our awards in each category... you can visit our Facebook page where we have made a post about it. And you can either A, leave a comment in the Facebook section with your winners, or B, you can email us at tnib.letters@gmail.com and you can send in your answers that way.
Definitely.
Yeah. I don't know if we've decided if there's going to be like a separate crowd award or if we're just going to... Did we decide that? I forget.
No, I think we're just going to read them.
Like, we're just going to read them, but is it going to be like, I nominate two things, you nominate two things, but then the listeners also nominated two things? Or is the listeners pool going to be something separate?
Oh, the listeners is just whatever.
Okay.
It's just for listeners can share what their thoughts are, but they have no bearing on ours.
We should decide what the listeners' awards winners are.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah. Yeah.
So listener A, pick this. I think that's dumb. Listener B wins.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, I think we have a couple of listings out there on the Facebook post.
Yeah, we have a couple already.
But again, like, get your answers in, or if you want to participate, the more the merrier. Ha ha.
Ha! I don't get it. Can you explain it to me?
I don't understand, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Where are we going now? My week, right?
Yeah, we're done with picks.
Yeah, yeah. So Overwatch happened. That was great. Call of Duty's great. No, I didn't play that.
What's happening? You're like Rolodexing through your mind. Like, Call of Duty, no, I didn't play it. Overwatch, usual, yes. And
We played Titanfall. That was great.
Oh, Titanfall's so fucking good.
It is.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
But does Last Titan Standing suck?
Yes.
I don't like that mode at all.
Hmm. A lot of the basic modes are actually the best modes
in the game. Yeah, I also brought it up with you in, like, before the show. But I figured out the problem with Amped Hardpoint. The fact that it's amped.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't have an incentive to sit on that spot to capture it a second time, there would be way less camping in that mode.
It's not about the like, on top of the having to capture it a second time, the minute you leave, that bar drops. You're like, well, I shouldn't leave.
I shouldn't leave. I should just stay here.
Yeah.
Right? And you kind of have no incentive to leave.
Yeah.
And so I think, like, I was like, man, I had, like, the revelation, like, playing with TJ the other day. I was like, huh.
That's no fun.
It's no fun.
Because it takes the most mobile shooter out there and makes you a fucking weight.
Go crouch in this corner and then use cloak.
They're like, you have become a paperweight. Now stay here.
Yeah, it's not the greatest.
I'm coming around on Bounty Hunt. I do think it's a lot more fun now.
I think Bounty Hunt is really good. Like, once you get around the... Like, once you understand that there will be campers, you can plan around it and spec around it.
Yeah. And you know, like, and the game actually just says, all right, guys, camping time.
So. Yeah, it says, hey, the banks are open in the two spots that never change.
Yeah.
I think it would be cool because those banks look like they have legs.
Yeah.
If, like, the banks walked around the map.
Yeah, it would be cool if they switched.
Yeah, it would be cool.
They don't necessarily need to walk around, but they could just have more banks everywhere and then only two of them activate.
Oh, like there's like, say there's six banks, but only two at random activate and you don't know where it's going to be. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. I think that would be neat.
And yeah, so like if we found out, it turns out AWOL is actually a pretty good class if you know what you're doing.
Is that the way you put the
particle barrier? You put up the wall, you put up the particle barrier, but any of your shots that go through it are amped.
Yeah.
So you just like do that with a hemlock. And you're just like, oh, look, three birds. I'm playing Call of Duty 4.
Yeah, did you ever put your pilot sentry behind it?
No. That sounds savage.
It is savage. Whoa. Yeah.
I just unlocked... the turret and map hack.
Yes.
I think I like the turret more than map hack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because, like, even though map hack, like, it shows you everything, like, it doesn't show you long enough for me to care.
No.
Whereas the turret is like, I'm going to put this on a roof for a whole minute.
Yeah.
And even if it doesn't kill anybody, any player character, it's going to kill a shitload of grunts.
For sure, for sure. I end up going with the smart pistol.
Smart pistol's cool. I got killed by a smart pistol yesterday.
Bad. Doesn't it feel awful?
Feels terrible.
Because you know how long that lock-on takes.
The guy was just following behind me the whole time, just waiting. He's like, click, 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 pop, 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 and then I died.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, you feel like you should have seen it coming.
But he's behind me. How am I going to see it? It really makes me wish that I think my issue with the smart pistol in this game is, because in the first game, it was a regular loadout
gun. It should still be a regular gun.
It should still be a regular gun, because for you to use that as a, hey, check it out, like, I built up a bunch of meter to use this, it should lock on to players like it locks on to grunts.
Yeah.
Right? Because you got to work towards it. That's a kill streak reward.
I think the reason they did it is because of Bounty Hunt mode.
Okay.
Because in Bounty Hunt, when you have that, it destroys.
But you could also, like, make custom rulings for your playset. Like, I don't understand. Like, just because you have a loadout doesn't mean you can't play around with it, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, for balance's purposes, this is going to be a kill streak now.
Yeah.
Because holy shit, that's nuts.
Yeah. I think what the smart pistol should be is like amped smart pistol.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should be like a lock on instant to the pilot and then fire.
What if they had a smart rifle?
That's bullshit.
Like a smart sniper rifle. That's
bullshit.
Yeah. Why can't they apply the smart technology to the sniper rifle?
I don't have an answer for that. They couldn't do it in Titanfall 1. They can't do it in Titanfall 2.
It's not in the Titanfall 3. Maybe.
Yeah.
That game's really good.
It is.
That multiplayer is a multiplayer game where I act like I want to play it not just with friends.
Like, yeah, I still play it randomly.
It's like, man, I just want to go in, play a bunch of games, like, see what's up.
Yeah, generally when I'm listening to a podcast, that's what I play now.
Okay.
Yeah. Because Overwatch got too serious for me to listen to something
else. Too MLG.
Yeah.
My friend recently got into platinum ranking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She's like, I finally got into platinum ranking, but you know what? I still don't have any of the holiday skins I want.
I for the life of me, am struggling to get into diamond. Like, I hover around 2,900.
Oh, okay.
And diamond's 3,000. I'm just like...
Isn't diamond, like, the top whatever percent of players? Like, 1%?
No, it's top 10.
Top 10? Okay.
Yeah. I think it is. I think it's top 10. Because then I think Masters is top...
5?
3.
3? Oh, okay.
And then Grandmasters is top 1.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough. It's tough. Like, I get close, and then it's like, all right, let's go on a losing streak. And I'm like, well, all right.
Fuck. What? I got some... Are you done with your week?
No, I got one thing to talk about. All right. I watched a new show.
What is it?
It's called Westworld.
I heard about the show. It's been making the rounds.
So... this year, you know, with our awards coming up, I thought for sure it's a lock that my TV show of the year was going to be Stranger Things. That or Luluco. But I mean...
Luluco, though!
But I mean, like... yeah. Right? Let's pretend Luluco's not around. I thought for sure Stranger... because I love Stranger Things. Then I watched the first episode of Westworld, and I'm like... fuck. I've only seen the first episode, but... from what I've heard everyone here been saying, if this show progresses like with the amount of hype that I've been hearing around it and how much I enjoy the single episode, this show's cool.
So my issue with this show is that it's a TV show.
Yeah.
Feels like a radio drama.
Oh.
Down.
Do you know what it's about?
No, I have no clue. I assume I'm going to say that it's set in the Wild West.
Yeah,
but everyone certain people secretly have future tech, which they're hiding from the hillbillies.
Oh, you're very close.
Damn, you're
very close. It's set in the Wild West.
Oh, I got that part. All right.
Except the Wild West is a giant amusement park.
What?
Takes place in the far future. Well, I don't know how far, actually, because they're not space travel yet. But imagine amusement park where they built out a real world living environment.
So they terraformed the world.
We'll say a part of California.
All right.
And then, in order to fill out this world... the easiest way is, like, I built a video game, right?
Okay.
And I made a world that's...
this landmass, this square map.
I need to put people in it, right? Mm-hmm. And generally that's like AI people for your video game, correct?
Yeah.
What if I took that concept and I made it real?
So it's the Truman Show.
So yes, so they're all AI people. And they're all very lifelike.
Oh, all the people are robots.
All the people are robots.
Whoa.
But the real, like the live, like the actual humans... The top level of society can pay to be placed in there for like a trip where they get to role play being part of this world. But the world, there's like 2,000 people in this world, like 2,000 AI robots. They're all independent. They all have individual storylines that can conflict with one another. They go in and out.
Huh.
The people who pay to come in, they can interact with any one of them. They can change the story. It's all dynamic, right?
Yeah.
So that's just the setting. The whole show, from what I see, is the uprising of AI robots.
Oh, it's like them realizing they're robots?
Yeah, so the whole first episode is, they're like you don't know who realizes what they are, if they're just malfunctioning or whatnot. And it gets into a lot of like really moral questions and moral dilemmas, and it gets real dark real fast.
It's like iRobot.
Yeah, and you're yeah, that's it. But some of the acting in this show is incredible. Like the people who have to switch from robots with different personalities at once, it's insane. A lot of big name actors. Anthony Hopkins is in this show.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah,
Hannibal frickin' Lecter.
He's in this. When you watch the show, you're gonna be like, what the fuck? Why are all these big movie stars doing like these HBO TV shows now?
That's where the money is now.
Exactly, but I think I can't believe I sat on this for so long because it's such a cool show.
Huh.
I'm so into it.
Maybe I'll have to watch it.
There's only 10 episodes.
Is it done?
Yeah, it's done.
Okay.
I think each episode's like an hour long.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. I wish I kind of didn't tell you or the audience the actual plot because I think going into a cold turkey is the best way. But
to be honest, though, I would never have watched it otherwise.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, well, at some point you have to sell it on somebody somehow.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And I'm sure with a premise like that, there's going to be some big reveals.
Totally. Right? Like, I've been following a lot of audience reaction, not really reading spoilers, but, like, apparently, like, the twists and turns it takes are nuts. I have no idea what's happening in this show, though.
Huh, okay.
But it's exciting. It's a lot of political drama, because, of course, the people, like, the executives who run this park, this facility. Yeah. Like, of course, it's like people at the top have power battles.
Gotta make a book.
Exactly. Like, what are you doing here? And like, so that's interesting. What's happening in the world is interesting. All
right.
When these AI robots realize, like, there's one point where like the hero, like one of the heroes is there. He's going to save the girl.
Yeah.
And what happens is none of the AI robots can hurt
humans,
but the AI robots obviously don't know they're robots. Yeah. They think they're humans, right? So like the hero is a robot and he starts shooting the villain, but the villain is
a person.
And he just goes up to him. He's like, sometimes it's about taking a step back and realizing who you are. And he's like, you're not the hero. I am. And he kills the hero robot. And it's just, it's fucked up.
Huh.
Yeah. Like, you want to role play a villain and you want to go pillage and rape women? Like, they let you do that in this world? It's super fucked. Like, it's role play to the extreme.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's like a Ren Faire to its...
Right? And you're like... But then you're... But
if you could actually pillage...
But the show is very good about being very ambiguous on, like, where they are. What is the time period? Who are, like, these other characters who are talking?
Are they ever ambiguous about who's a robot and who's a human?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So you're just like, fuck, man.
Cool. Yeah. All right. No, I'm definitely going to try this out now.
Yeah.
That's sick.
It's cool stuff. I want to try and finish it for next week, but yeah, because I got to know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my week.
So I spent most of my week attempting to play video games.
What do you mean?
So first off, I had exams, so I mowed through exams.
How'd you do?
I killed them, aced them.
That's good.
Studying for 8 hours a day.
So you're done?
I'm done.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
You graduate now?
Yes.
Good.
And after that, I was like, hey... Let's play some video games, because that's what I haven't been doing lately.
Yeah.
And I started playing League. And so I put up some League, played some League, blah, blah, blah. Got through a match, two matches. Third match, I get a blue screen on my computer. And I'm like, shit, blue screen of death. I haven't seen that in a while. And I'm like, shit, it's like a driver error. So I'm like, well, it didn't happen the other games. Maybe it was just like a one-off thing. I'll just try again. And I blue screened in my next game. And I blue screen in my third game. And I'm like, okay, this is like something actually consistent now. Let's try a system restore.
Yeah.
Let's do clean install Windows.
Oh, did you do that?
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, you went the whole...
I went the whole kit and caboodle.
Ooh.
All the way back. And I backed up everything, all the files I needed or whatever.
Yeah.
And I load up League again on a fresh computer, fresh install.
Uh-oh.
Still a blue screen, but it was a different blue screen. So it was like I fixed my driver error, but then ran into a new problem. And I was talking about it with some people, and it turns out that I might have some faulty RAM. And I'm like, shit, no, I don't want to spend money on RAM. But it happened so often, and with me testing. So like eventually I was just like, oh, well, I shouldn't play ranked anymore because it's messing up my rank, right? Like in my placement matches, I blue screened out of 4 of my placement matches. And so it placed me way lower than I assume I should probably be because I didn't get the play. So I was like, okay, I'll just play a normal or I'll play in a custom game. So I made a custom game with AI. Nothing. It didn't crash, right? So I was like, okay, well, maybe it's only with player characters. So then when I started matchmaking with player characters, I kept blue screening. So it was something to do with like going connecting to other people on a server. And it blue screened so much, and my computer is so slow at rebooting that I couldn't go back into the game in time, that I started getting, like leave bot warnings from League. And it's like, listen, your account is now at risk of leaving games too many times in a row.
Oh, and then you...
Yeah, and I was like, shit. Yeah. So right now I'm on, like, it's like a probation period, pretty much, of, like, I have to wait 10 minutes before every queue as a punishment to then queue.
How long?
For five player made matchmaking.
Ooh.
Games.
Ooh.
So I have to wait 50 minutes real time just to queue up, right? And if I don't leave any of those games, then the penalty goes away.
Wow.
But it was fairly savage for like for someone who's trying to like... I understand that there are people in League, like especially in League, who are just like, nah, peace out, you guys are scrubs. And they would rather leave and leave you high and dry than try.
Yeah.
Right? And I've been on that end, and it totally sucks. But it also sucks when you're just like, I have computer issues, and the only way I can solve them is if I test it in a player-made match. Like, I understand I'm like this super specific case, but it fucking sucks.
Yeah, no, I get the same stuff with Overwatch.
Right? And it's just like, God damn.
I remember I had like a 7-hour ban once.
For what?
So Overwatch has this bug where I don't know how you access it. I can't repeat it, but you go into a match and it automatically disconnects you.
Okay.
But then it automatically tries to rejoin. You're caught in a loop and you can't stop. The only way to stop is if you quit the game, but if you quit the game, it counts as a leaver penalty.
Oh.
And like that happened enough times that I had the like 75% decrease to experience, and then I had like it started out with like 10-minute delays, and then it went to 1 hour, 2 hour, and then I'm like, you're at 8 hours, you can't
play. Holy shit.
It sucked. I was like, well, what the fuck? Because the thing about that is it's not a PlayStation problem. Like, it's a problem with...
It's a server problem.
Yeah, it's an Overwatch problem. Yeah. Like, and it's like... But they just distinguish it as, well, you left.
Yeah. And I understand, like, coming... Like, having taken school and, like, networking and taking networking classes and
stuff. It's hard to distinguish,
right?
Yeah.
Who's just being an asshole and who's, like, legitimate having problems. But it kind of sucks. Like, I hope I don't just... To test it, I have to do right now. So I'm going to... I was talking to some friends... And they're saying that it's probably a memory leak. Mm-hmm. Or, like, maybe I got some faulty RAM. So what's probably happening is that League is storing something in a certain spot of temporary memory.
Yeah.
And when it stores it in that spot, it can't retrieve it. And then your computer's like, oh, shit, what do I do? Let's crash.
It looks for the mess. Like, it looks for the information, but it's not there.
Yeah, and it's not there. Or, like, it knows where it should be, but, like, that house in the neighborhood doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And you're like, what happened? So hopefully I'm going to do a RAM memory test. I'm going to see if I got some faulty RAM. If not, Boxing Day's coming up. So
that's true. RAM's cheap.
Maybe I'll use that opportunity to upgrade some RAM. Because right now I'm sitting at 8 gigs on my laptop. Maybe I'll upgrade to 16. So we'll see.
Wow, 8 gigs? And like, you're having problems, huh?
Yeah, right? If I am having problems, it's because the RAM card is fucked. Not because my computer can't, like, handle it with 8 gigs, right? Yeah. So that really sucked. Really. It feels really bad going from, like, so preseason they had placement matches. I got all the way up to at least gold 3.
Yeah.
It felt good.
You're like, diamond, I'm almost there.
I'm like, I'm almost that platinum. I'm almost there. Yeah. I'm getting there. And then, like, to do all my placement matches, to lose a bunch to blue screens, and to be placed in silver 3.
Ugh.
Like, a whole rank down. Feels bad, man.
Yeah.
Right? So hopefully that'll get fixed.
I still can't believe you're back in League.
Okay.
Right. Oh, shit. Truth comes out.
Here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
League, for me, was a friend game that I only played with friends. Right? And it's like, I had this group of friends, and I stopped because they stopped playing. And I was like, well, I don't have anybody to play with. The league's, like, people in normal matches are kind of balls.
Mm.
And I don't really like playing with toxic people. Like, who does?
Nobody.
Exactly. But I realized, I was like, oh, I'm actually pretty decent at this game. And I remember there was a part where I was like, I'm going to try League again, where I placed really high in the preseason.
Yep.
Where I'm like, oh, once you get past, like, silver, the people are here to play the game. They're not here to just, like...
Fuck around.
Yell at you and be an asshole and leave, right?
Yeah.
They're here to try. And also that compounded with the fact that, again, because of recent balance changes, the champions I like playing are now viable.
Mm.
I'm like, well, never, not a better time for me to get in here.
Yeah.
Like, all the tank heroes I really love are actually useful now, instead of here's a team of people who just melt face, and if you don't melt face fast enough, you lose.
Yeah.
Right. That's why I don't like playing lanes like bottom, like the carry.
Yeah.
Or the middle, the burst damage person, because it's like, it's like, who melted face first? Me? Thanks. Right. And I don't like that kind of gameplay. I like the whole thing of, like, I'm gonna set up a plan. Like, I'm gonna ping a bunch of places of, I'm gonna play as bait, or I'm gonna pretend to be weak, but really my homeboys, and I set up this whole like elaborate Rune Goldberg machine to like shit on the other team, right? Like, that's the way I like to play. And for that, you need tankier heroes.
So, cool.
It's good. It's good. I also started playing Touch My Katamari on the very opposite spectrum.
I noticed.
It's fun. It's a Katamari game.
It's Katamari.
You can touch it. You can touch the Katamari.
You roll shit.
You can roll shit. Also other things that are not shit.
Okay.
But I think poop is actually a... item in that game.
I just didn't think it would be...
I don't think it's called shit.
No, of course not. Is it called droppings? Is it called
droppings?
Plop.
Plop. Poop. Maybe. But yeah, so in this... The gimmick for this game is on the Vita is the touchpad, obviously. So you can touch your Katamari. You can do certain controls with the touchpad. Or you can stretch and thin out your Katamari like a roll of dough.
Huh.
So you can use the back touchpad or the front touchpad and wipe it from middle out to stretch it like a rolling pin to cover a larger surface area.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can squish it in to make it a really thin ball, like a Ferris wheel, like that kind of a shape, right? To get through narrow corridors, right? And there are certain areas of the level where there's like, oh, look, there's a bunch of items over here. I have to narrow myself to get into here, right? Because it's like, it's between a wall and a house and I can't pick up either of them. So I have to like kind of fit my way into it. And also there are certain levels, like the goals have changed in certain levels. So it's like, hey, we're going to get you to pick up like what seems like an insane amount of stuff, right? In a short amount of time. But the thing is that you have to utilize your stretch ability, your rolling pin ability, to cover the most ground and pick up the most things on one pass, so you're time efficient.
I see.
Right. So it's pretty cool. It's a portable Katamari. Looks nice. I think the weirdest thing about this game, though, is that the King of All Cosmos is fully 3D rendered.
Oh.
And he has... It looks like...
That sounds cute.
It's weird. It's like someone took a picture of a human being that looks like the king and then superimposed the picture on top of a 3D model of the king's face. And his face moves in like really uncomfortable ways. And it's like, I'm almost looking at a real person, but it's not. And it's a little creepy. The king in this game is sporting a solid gold unitard. Skin tight. With the biggest bulge you've ever seen. A King of All Cosmos size bulge. Just packing. He's packing.
Aww.
Right? And his whole thing is that apparently now in people's eyes that the king isn't cool anymore.
Oh.
So obviously to appease the people, the king can't go do it. You send the prince.
Sure.
You can solve all you can solve all the people's woes by rolling up a ball and making new stars. That's about the whole story. And right now, like, I've been chapter 2 of the story. And they have these little animated cutscenes of the first chapter was this otaku guy stuck in his like his like shitty cubbyhole with all these like anime waifus around him. And he's like, oh, breaking news, the King of All Cosmos is a bum. Now it's my turn to be cool. And so he's on a adventure to go and try and be cool before the King of All Cosmos is cool. But then the second one, the second cutscene, is him going to the store to get a study guide on how to be cool. But he sees his favorite anime store having a sale on, quote, hot anime babes, unquote. And he's like, no, I gotta resist. It's over. I gotta get the study guide. It's over here. And then he sees another store beside it that's having a live handshaking event with hot anime babes. And he's like, no, the gravitational pull of the handshake event is too strong. And it's like, man, you're just making fun of nerds the whole time. The jokes, I feel, are a lot edgier in this one. They're a lot more adult.
I wonder if it's because either A, they realize, listen, the Katamari crowd have grown up.
Maybe.
Or is it like, Katamari is not the biggest thing in the world
anymore,
so we could probably get away with a lot more shit.
Yeah, so there's a lot of jokes in there that, like, I don't think kids would get.
Yeah.
Right? Where, so I was playing here before the podcast, and I, so the goal in this level was to roll up things that are rich.
Yeah.
You got a request from a modern guy that said the king isn't cool because he seems poor and unkempt.
Yeah.
Right? You got to be upper class, high, fancy man.
Yeah.
So you got to go roll up like gold bars, money, diamonds, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
If you get a middling, like a kind of middle of the road Katamari, mm-hmm. like I say a 70 rating, he'll be like, that's more of a middle class Katamari. No tax breaks for you. And it's like, what the frig? And then I redid the stage and I got like a 98. And it wasn't perfect, but it was still really good. And he's like, well, I wouldn't say that Katamari's rich. I'd say it's more well off. You know? Like, trying to, like, this elitist attitude. And I'm like, man, these jokes are just gunning for it, going for the throat. Yeah. But it's a Katamari game. Like, what else can you want out of it? Do you want to roll stuff up with funky jazz music? There you go. You get there. It's, the game is...
I'm glad you're having fun.
Yeah, it's good. And then like I watched a movie actually last week. I forgot to bring it up. I watched Allied.
Allied.
Brad Pitt and some other girl.
Thanks, man. That's like all of Brad Pitt's movies.
Thanks. It's a World War II movie.
Oh shit! Yeah. This is new.
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, where she's like a double agent.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So Allied is a World War II movie. It is. In World War II. And Brad Pitt is like this like super spy. The movie literally opens up with him parachuting into the middle of the desert.
It's fucking Brad
Pitt. Right, it's fucking Brad motherfucking Pitt. And you know what happens? A fucking taxi picks him up in the middle of the desert.
What?
With a briefcase dossier with all this shit. And so his whole thing is that he has to meet up with a female agent and infiltrate this Nazi party, right? And this is, so like, this seems like spoilers, but this is not what actually the movie is about.
Yeah.
So they do their whole thing. It turns out, being together for so long, they learn so much about each other that they fall in love.
Mm.
And they want to make their relationship work outside of the war. So once the war's over, or not over, but like, they serve their time.
Yeah.
Right? They've done enough stuff, like, they're free to go to live their life. They start a family together. They have a kid. They move into a house together. Friends. All that whole thing. They domesticated as fuck.
Yeah.
Right? And then Brad Pitt gets a call. And they're like, hey, we think that your wife might be a double agent for the Nazi party. And the rest of the movie. So the first like 30 minutes of the movie is them setting up the relationship. The rest of the movie is like psychological romance. Who's who? Is she really the woman of my dreams? Or is she using me to do this other thing? How is it working? And it's like this struggle of separating yourself from your duty for your country and the love of your family.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really interesting concept, which I think they kind of like they nail it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna I'm not gonna tell you the ending.
That would ruin the movie.
It would ruin the movie. It'd almost be like a spoiler. But I really enjoyed it. I wouldn't say I enjoyed it enough to where, unless you're like kind of like a World War II fan, like that kind of era, to go out maybe see it in theaters. Maybe take it a rent, because it is a heavily romantic movie. Like, if you gotta bring a girl out somewhere, or your boy, or whatever, and you want to be like, hey, I want something, like, kind of romance, but a little bit exciting. It's kind of got something for both parties. Like, it's got the romance for the ladies, and it's got the spy espionage for the dude.
Okay.
Right? And I think it was overall, it was a pretty good movie. I really enjoyed it. Solid 7 out of 10.
Wow. I cannot believe you just said 7.
Yeah, it's good.
You, for like 95% of listeners, they're not going to see this movie now.
Okay, 8 out of 10.
Wow.
It's 8 out of 10.
So it's like,
it's good. I liked it because I like World War II. I like the whole thing of the who's who kind of a movie.
Yeah.
The whole spy mind games kind of thing. It kind of appealed to me in a really specific way. Where I maybe liked it more than maybe the average person.
Oh, I think so. It appeals to you because that's your fucking life. I thought that's where you're going.
Oh, yeah. Also, guys, I'm a spy.
Clearly.
I've been playing the long game. Vince, you're busted.
Oh, no.
I have this illegal toy ring. It's too much.
Oh, no. The plastic.
The plastic.
I just, you know, I didn't mean to.
It's dirty plastic. No, whatever. You knew what you were doing.
No.
Your mistake was making the YouTube channel. Yeah, and it appealed to me in a certain way where it hit, like, all of the points that I like.
That's good.
Yeah. And then also, like, to boot, it had a good story.
Sounds fun.
I liked it.
Neat.
And that was my week?
There's a question mark there. That's not a statement. That's a question. Are you asking me? Because I can't answer that for you.
I feel like I did something else.
It's like, oh, yeah, I went skydiving and
oh, yeah, also, I went hunting and killed a bear. No, no, I think that's it.
Awesome, awesome, so awesome.
That's it.
Yo, let's see. Kamen Rider is the how we end these shows.
No, we don't.
Yeah, it is.
All right, fine.
Kamen Rider Xade, episode 10, we watched.
Oh, yeah, it was 10. All right,
episode 10.
Double digits, we're in there. We're committed.
Yep. We were in. Wow, 10 episodes, huh?
It's been 10 weeks.
That's nuts.
How time flies.
Yeah, that's crazy. Anyways, so last week we learned that Xade's new power, Drago Hunter Z.
Monster Hunter Double Cross.
Monster Hunter Cross is a four-player game that you need four players to win. And
you gotta hunt a monster.
And our Tensai Gamer, M, has been so cocky because he's the best gamer, but solo gamer.
He's the Tensai gamer.
But he doesn't know how to be... He doesn't know how to play those co-op games.
Guess who else doesn't know how to play co-op games?
Who?
Every other Kamen Rider on the goddamn show.
Yep.
Even the villains.
Yeah. It took the Master Surgeon to say, listen...
There is nothing I cannot cut.
No. I mean, like, the guy who was sick. He's like, listen, you gotta convince him to help you because surgeries... take a team.
Yeah.
And it's very thematic with Monster Hunter. You cannot hunt this monster alone.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta hunt it with a team. And so he, Genius Gamer M, says, okay, cool, got it. I'm gonna go up and tell them I need them to help me, and we're gonna save the day.
And he's like, hey guys, I'm sorry for making a mistake. Come help me.
Let's do it.
No. And then he cries.
Yeah.
Which was, I was like, man, that's like a real kid attitude to take of just like, I did something wrong.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make everything better by saying I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And everyone will forgive me.
It's moments like these, because, you know, I talk to a lot of people who are into Kamen Rider, and they're like, Kamen Rider's not Power Rangers. Kamen Rider is like, it's more adult. It's
no.
More, and I'm just, but then moments like these happen, and I'm like, no, it's fucking Power Rangers. No,
like, his mentality, so, like, for listeners who don't know, I work with children
right now. Yeah.
His mentality is literally the mentality of most of the kids I work with.
Yeah.
Of just, like, I did something bad, I expect nothing bad to happen to me in return.
Yeah.
A.
Yeah.
B, something bad happened, like, person's not talking to me or ignoring me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna solve this issue by saying I'm sorry in the most, like, insincere way.
Sometimes they say it and they don't know why they're saying they're sorry.
Yeah, too. Right?
Yeah.
In the most insincere way, or in a way where I don't know why I'm saying it. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think I'm sorry, right? Because mm-hmm. I'm a kid. Like, I'm a sociopath. That's how mm-hmm. kids are.
Yeah.
And they expect that as soon as they lay that on, it's like a band-aid. Everything's solved, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when it doesn't get solved, they have no clue what to do next, yeah. And they cry.
And that's exactly what happened here.
It's exactly what happened in this exact episode.
Yeah. And it was just so jarring, because he just sat there and fucking cried.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And then the other thing of kid thought, yeah. Of like, wait a minute, I don't even have to apologize. I'm clever. I can trick them.
Yeah.
Right? And I've seen that too. Like, the whole, like, everything they used in this episode is, like, straight kid logic.
Yeah. Which, you know, So we tricked him. Cool. How he knew what was going to happen, that's the part that boggled me.
That's the part where he's a main character.
Oh, that's it. That's just the plot?
Yeah, the plot is, check it out, I'm the MC.
Yeah. So yeah, he goes up to them, he calls all them back and says, listen, I'm not good enough, so I'm going to give you the Monster Hunter Double Cross card.
You got to take it.
Yeah, and then he says, and they all arrive, and they're like, what's up? He's like, listen, I'll give it to you if you take it from me.
Yeah.
So they all team up and fight him. And they beat him, but for some reason beating him
releases the dragon.
Yeah.
And then they beat the dragon.
And then the dragon turns into four parts and they each get a card.
Yeah, so like I thought the garbage part about this power is when Emu had it all to himself,
yeah,
he just had it. Like yeah. He had all four parts.
Yeah.
What they do when they split it is that they literally split it. One dude gets the legs, one dude gets the head, one dude gets one arm, the other dude gets the other arm.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, and I'm like, this is lame.
Yeah, this is super lame.
Yeah. And then they all were just doing, like, some team tactics. The choreography and the attacks are cool, but I'm just like...
Well, that's Tokusatsu. You can't really, like, that's never going to be bad.
Yeah, but, like, we take that out of the place, and I'm like, this is fucking lame.
Yeah, like, oh, look, he got a left sword, and he got a right sword.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
There was some fun comedy in that fight, too, where it was like, Emu didn't know how to control the fire breath. Yeah. He was like, oh, it's hot, 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 and everyone's like, shit, and they had to jump out of the way. But yeah, they defeated, what's his face? Fuck, what's his name?
Graphite.
Yeah. And they blew him the F up.
Yeah.
So he's gone.
Yeah.
Assumedly he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the prototype gas hat back, the villains. And in the episode preview, it seems like this game CEO reveals himself.
Which is cool. Because finally, Dark Xaid's back.
Also, it's episode 11.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, like, this whole setup, like, this whole thing has nothing to do with the actual tale of Xaid.
Oh, probably.
Like, I think this is just setting up the main characters.
Do you think the final episode is just like an MMO? Like, they gotta go on a raid?
That'd be cool.
It would be cool. Like, yeah, the final arc is, like, we gotta enter the raid stage.
I hope, like, episode 3 rolls along and they're like, we're stuck in the game.
We gotta grind?
Yeah.
Okay, the reason I smiled at the beginning is I hope that there is eventually a line where they form the friendship, they're whatever, blah, 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 but one of them has to split, right? Because for some reason they don't agree with tactics or whatever. I hope it's the surgeon, the cocky, there's nothing I cannot cut.
Yeah.
And he literally cuts the ties that bind him to his friends. Like, he takes the knife and cuts, like, a spiritual link. There is nothing I cannot cut, including our friendship. And he walks away.
Wow. Speaking of him, this episode also had a great moment with him in that they brought back...
The ladies!
His ladies.
Ladies!
They apparently live with him. And when he was injured in bed, they were, like, taking care of him. Fuck, he just sat there when the phone rang.
Yeah, the phone rang. The girl answered it after he treated him like shit. Yeah. And then just put the phone to his ear. He didn't even move his head.
Yeah. They just knew.
Because
they're so well trained.
That's
awful.
That's Japan.
That's so awful. And yet so awesome.
Yeah, like on one hand, you're like, that's fucked. But like also, on the other hand, from a male perspective, you're like, yeah.
But it's totally fucked, yeah. And like, you're showing this to kids? What the hell?
Again, Japan, like, their view on women isn't the greatest.
Yeah, it's sad, but hopefully they're changing slowly.
Never change, Japan.
Very slowly.
Never change.
Yeah, so I think the level 5 was a letdown in the how they came to that. But.
Yeah.
Next week, hopefully, it comes to something cooler.
Oh, the also other thing was that Emu still has the Monster Hunter gas hat.
He does, so he can use it.
He can use it, but the thing is that he needs the other ones there to give them, like, replica? Like, he's game sharing. He's single cart multiplayer. That's what he's doing.
Well, in the preview, they actually show him and Bike Boy, just them two using it.
Oh, what? I didn't miss that. Okay.
Yeah, so, like, half and half, they get it.
Okay.
So maybe as long as he has one other player.
Maybe, yeah, to, like, take some of the load.
Yeah. Still.
I want to see him in his bike form, but just have, like, the two tuning forks on it, and he jousts.
What the fuck? Ridiculous. Awesome. That's the end of the episode.
Yep.
Remember, if you want to participate in our end of the year awards and you want to tell us your favorites and picks, you can look for the link to all those categories on our Facebook page. I believe it's the pinned post as of now.
Yep.
If you're listening on YouTube, just check the click that button where it says show more in the description window. Mm-hmm. There's a link there. If not, there should be maybe one in the comments. I put one there that you could find.
It's pretty simple. If you're listening on iTunes and don't have a Facebook, then I don't know what to say.
Go find this thing on YouTube.
Yeah.
You're shit out of luck. I don't know. otherwise, happy Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Xmas.
Yeah, happy holidays. Whatever you guys want to use. We celebrate Christmas here, so that's what we'll say.
Are you assuming my holidays?
I know your holiday.
Are you assuming?
Mr. Italian Christian, I know your holiday. What are you going to do? Come up and be like, yo, bitch, Hanukkah.
Welcome to Kwanzaa, motherfucker. I still don't know what Kwanzaa is. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah. Apparently Hanukkah runs till the 2nd.
I know the thing in the that show, the OC, yeah. That CW show, they had Christmaska, where they combined Hanukkah and Christmas to
make... I mean, like, on one hand, I understand why they did it, because it's the CW, and they want to be, like, super diverse, and
no,
they
but like, try to unite. I think it was only because, like, one of the, like, there were two set, there was a set of friends in the show, where one was Jewish and one was Christian.
I mean, cool.
Also, I'm not Christian. I just want to put that out there.
What are you, Roman Catholic?
No, I'm just, I don't believe
it. I mean, like, what did your family follow?
Oh, my family followed, like, I grew up as Roman Catholic.
Like, Catholicism?
Yeah, Catholicism.
Okay.
Right? You gotta follow Caesar. All hail.
Yeah, he had a cool haircut.
He had a cool haircut. Still flies today.
I think it does, yeah. Still flies. Definitely.
If only he didn't get murdered by his own people.
Well, that's his fault.
That's on him.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. He fucked up. Yeah, happy holidays,
if
everybody.
If I were Caesar, no.
Wow. I would have burned Rome instantly.
So, yeah, as soon as I saw the uprising,
yeah,
set the city on fire.
Light it up! yeah. Yeah, I think I am going to do a video of myself opening my Christmas gifts to myself, so if you want to check that out, you can go to my YouTube page.
Should I do that?
I think you should.
Should I do it for Boxing Day?
You should. You should.
So I'd have to buy it,
yeah.
Then wrap it, and then open them again.
Yeah.
And then put it on the Three Nerds in the Basement page.
Yeah, you should make it on... You can make... Oh! You know you could call it? You could what? Be like, an unboxing day.
Oh, no! Oh, my God! Can you bleep that out so, like, no one else steals it?
No.
Oh, that's a great name. I'm using that.
Sometimes I wish I was just an unboxing channel.
Do it.
It seems so easy.
You can do it. Live that life.
Yeah, maybe I will. Maybe I'll switch it up.
Just get out of the reviews game.
Yeah. Just unbox shit.
Just unbox Gundams.
Oh.
Don't even build them.
Those are my least favorite videos. Those
yeah.
Are my least favorite ones. When they take them out and they're like, check out the plastic sprue. I'm like, yeah, so what? Check it out. Look at all these parts. I'm like,
no, no, talking. That's bullshit. Oh, silent man. Gundam unboxing.
What the fuck do you want to see?
The runners. You want to see all those runners.
Why? We've wasted enough time. Let's get out of here.
See, whatever. Someone just stole 2 multi-million ideas from
probably,
us.
Probably, yeah. See you next week for the end of the year awards. I hope you guys all participate. If not, that's okay. We'll let you know what ours are.
I'm going to try and buy some beard wax so I can have my mustache curled for the final year-end show.
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
I asked Santa for an electric razor.
What are you going to use it on? You don't grow facial hair.
On you.